Good morning. So I want to start off with a story. The story just happened actually a week ago. This type of a story is Maisim B'chol Yom. It's very, very negeya, and we're going to try to develop it based on the sugya that the Olam just learned today. A couple of years ago, there was a group of investors headed, let's say, by Reuven, invested $550,000 by a business venture that Shimon was starting. Initially, it was supposed to be an investment. Somehow, at the last moment, for structural reasons unbeknownst to me, but they changed it into a halva. Shimon felt it was better, it wouldn't be an investment, it was better for the books. I'm not sure exactly why, but it was structured as a halva. So now, really, Shimon borrowed these $550,000 from Reuven's group of investors. There was an expectation of a certain amount of return, so that was put in this note as well, so it came out, in other words, Havah Beribis. And now, a couple years later, they already had paid up $150,000 of Ribis, and now it's coming time to pay back this principal, $550,000. And the person on Shimon's side, the manager on Shimon's side, called me up, and was Ma'ir that he just realized that the document was really Havah Beribis. What should he do now? He already told Reuven's investors that he's going to pay him now this $550,000. What could he do right now? So basically, there was a Havah Beribis with an amount already paid back, Ribis Ketzutza. Ribis Ketzutza, as we learned today, we're going to see, but it's Yetzer B'Dayanim. And if you deduct that $150,000 back, so now you're now reducing the principal to $400,000. So basically, insurers said then Shimon should only be paying back Reuven's investors $400,000, because $150,000 that they paid by Ribis has to come back, which would be very disappointing, obviously, to Reuven. In fact, he was very disappointed. They didn't let him know, and he started to say, well, I didn't think. I thought it was supposed to be an investment. I thought it was supposed to have some type of hetisk involved. I didn't take care of it. My manager took care of it. But after the dust settled, it's emesa, ribis, ktsutza, daraisa, and they want to know at this point, is there any which way could Shimon pay back Reuven his principal of $150,000? In other words, could Shimon say that the $150,000 I already paid you, okay, I know that you're supposed to give it back to me, ribis, ktsutza, yetzu, b'dayanim, I'm meichu you, you could have it. And now I'm just left with the principal amount of $550,000, and I don't pay you now. It's two separate cheshbonos. There's keren and there's ribis. There's the principal amount, and there's the interest that they paid. The interest I'm willing to be meichel you, and the keren, look, will be outstanding, so I have to pay you back that whole $550,000. Or do we say no, that the amount that he paid towards ribis should now be automatically applied to the principal, and now he only owes him $400,000. That's really the shaila. And the shaila is Maisim B'chol Yom. I get the shaila, I can't tell you how often, that unfortunately people, La'acha HaMaisu, or B'toich HaMaisu, while it's already going, they now discovered that there's some type of ribis problem in their structure, in their partnership, or whatever it is, and now they want to make a quick fix, somehow, Gayes Mikran do a hetisk al Mafreya. Anyone who sees the lumdus hetisk, it's ridiculous, no such thing. You do it. Yesterday was a loan, today is a partnership, at this case a partnership, it wasn't a partnership yesterday. So there's no real backwards, I'm afraid, they could fix. So the question is, Mikan Velak, moving forward, is there any way could the borrower pay back the lender the full expected amount? And that's really what I would like to focus on today, and based on this Shiloh, we're going to bring out many things that we learned this morning. Let's take it slow, we'll develop it, and there's a lot of rates, a lot of geshmak, halacha here, and there are many nafkaminas. First, as we know, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says it's machlokes, where the ribis ketzutza is yetzer b'dayanim. When you have something which is ribis daraisa, the malva is a malva mechuyev to give it back to the loiva. Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lazar, it's machlokes. We paskin, ribis ketzutza is yetzer b'dayanim. Yes, the malva is mechuyev to give it back. You have to give him back his ribis. But it's only his son, the Yorshim, are not mechuyev to give it back. If the malva dies, and now the Yorshim have this accumulated ribis that the father already collected, the Yorshim do not have to give it back, because on the Yorshim wasn't said this Gzeres HaKosev, only on the father. So the father is mechuyev to give back the ribis, but not the Yorshim. Agav, there's a machlokes rishayin, and what would be if the Yorshim collected ribis posthumously, after the father already died? Do we say the same din that lebrei le'azer rachmono on ribis that actually the son directly collected? It's only on the stuff that his father collected, then we say lebrei le'azer, and he doesn't have to give it back. But if the Yerush himself collected, maybe, yeah, he would have to give it back. It's makhlekes rishonim. But anyway, it's a gzeris hakosev v'chei chikimok, dafka, the father has to give it back, the malva has to give it back, but not his Yerushim. The Yerushim have a different din, like we saw in the Gemara Agav, that if it's a dover mesuyim, because of kveir aviyim, it's a nice thing, it's covered, then they would have to give it back. But b'yisoid, in emes ha'alocha, ribis k'sutzo, the son does not have to give it back, only the father. Another halacha that comes out from this Gemara very vichtig is if it will be only avak ribis, which is ribis terabonon, many forms, various forms of ribis terabonon, various cases, if it's only avak ribis, then it's not yet to be the yonim. Gzeris HaKosev was for ribis deraisa, but Chazal, when they asked ribis derabon of avak ribis, they did not make a kain deraisa tikkun, and they allowed the malvo to keep all avak ribis, all ribis derabonan. Just on ribis deraisa, you have to give it back, but not ribis derabonan. Okay, that comes out of the sugya. This is a machlekes rishonim. Could a loiva be meichel a malvo the ribis he already paid? Or even beforehand, even if he did not yet pay the ribis, could he be meichel the malva? Look, I now realize we made a mistake. We shouldn't have engaged in this agreement, this ribis arrangement. But nevertheless, at this point, I'm willing to give it to you, b'toris matana. Don't call it ribis. Yeah? I want to give you a matana. Could I do that? Am I allowed to give a matana? Or am I, if I already paid the ribis, chulila, am I allowed to be meichel you the ribis? It's machlokes, the Rosh. There's many Rishonim, but the Rosh brings down from the Goyinim. The Goyinim hold that no, you're not allowed to be Meichel Ribis. Not the Ribis you had not yet paid, and not the Ribis you already paid. You cannot be Meichel Ribis. It's Gzeris HaKosev that you have to give back Ribis. It's Gzeris HaKosev, you're not allowed to pay Ribis. Every person who was paying Ribis was paying it voluntarily. He was Meichel, so to speak, and never lets the Torah ask it. So if the Torah says no, so you give a stam matana, so then it will be matana mucheres. If you paid up the loan, so there'll still be also midrabana not ribis mucheres.
Well, I can't give a matana.
No. No, you can give me a matana, but not the guy who lent you money.
Well, they have nothing to do with it.
So give me the matana.
What?
So give it to me.
I want to give it to him.
Yeah, you're a nice guy, so give it to me.
I want to give it to you.
So you're not such a nice guy. You want to give it to him. You want to give it to him because he was your malva. So that's ribis mocheres. Correct.
You're gonna. I give back the ribis.
Right.
I did the right thing.
Right.
Right,
so that's ribis mocheres. And if it's pretty clear, because you're giving him the exact amount of ribis that you were supposed to pay, according to some poskim, it might even be ribis deraisa, because it now shows what your intent was. But okay, but let's leave it. But anyway, sorry? I hear. We could damn that. That's a good ha'ara. And it really, it's totally in the sugya of ribis mocheres. It's a good shayla. It's a very good shayla. Fine. So basically, is the Goyinim hold that no, you're not allowed to be Meichel Ribis. Not before, not after. It's a Gzeris HaKosev, you got to give back Ribis. A Gzeris HaKosev, the Torah doesn't allow you to accept Ribis, you have to give it back. It's a Ribis Tikadin, and Mechila does not work. The Rosh and the Rambam, and many Rishonim argue, slightly different variations, but that's how we paskin. And the Rosh says, if you already paid the Ribis, and now the guy has to give it back like Gzeila, you're not allowed to steal. Well, Torah says you're not allowed to take ribis either. So if you do, it's like a form of gzeila. So then, okay, I'm allowed to be moichum my gazan. Someone stole money from me. I'm allowed to be moichum. The Chavetz Chaim ran after the gadim and said, I'm moichum you. You're allowed to be moichum la gazlan. So here too, by ribis, I'm allowed to be moichum the person if I already paid him the ribis. But if I have not yet paid him the ribis, so now I'm actually making a maisa parayin of ribis. I'm paying ribis with this magila. No, that's awesome. You're not allowed to pay ribis. The Torah asked ribis. But once I already paid the ribis, now he just owes me money like any other chayv. He owes me money. Avad I'm allowed to be Michael just like I'm allowed to be Michael any other chayv. That's the Rosh, the Rambam, and that's how we paskin. In other words, the lumdus of the machlokes is that the Goyinim held that the reason why you have to return the ribis, it's a ribis tikadin. let's not call it gzeila. Really, you are entitled to the money, you were zeich in the money, because you got to give it back, because just like you now pay ribbis in the first place, you got to give back the ribbis that you took. That's what the gzeila tzakasav is. However, the Rosh seemingly might hold that it's a gzeila to get in. Either it's outright gzeila, or even if it's a ribbis to get in, but the ribbis to get in, the gzeila tzakasav chechikimach would to be is to treat it like every other chayv, like a gzeila dikadin, and just like I'm allowed to be meichel every chayv, I'm allowed to be meichel the ribbis as well. The Velt says over a vitz that this is really the machlek is Rebbe in the Torn Shulchan Aruch. Rebbe brought down Ezel Neshech in Bava Metzia, which is Nizikin, so must be it's a mamnis dikadin, and the Torn in the Shulchan Aruch brought it down in Yerideya, must be it's a issa dikadin, nothing to do with mamnis. That's a Velt joke, it's just a joke. But you can look at the Bach, he has a different reason why the Torah brought it down in Yerideya. But that's what they say. Is it an issa dikadin or a mamnis dikadin? But we paskin it's a mamnis dikadin. Okay. So now let's try to get closer to our Shaila. Let's try to talk a little more halacha lamaisa. Giving this backdrop. The backdrop is Ribbis Ksus is Yaitz B'dionim, Aver Ribbis is not. But even by Ribbis Ksus, Lebrei La'azar Rachmona, kids not. But you could always do a Mechila if you're already paid. There's a similar Shaila to Maisa Mechoyam that we said before, but there's a similar Shaila in that many, many Poskim discuss the Shaila. Geshmaka, Chakira, Riki Vega, Machna Ephraim, Shardeir, Ranach, this on, different Mishpat, endless amount of Achrainim who discuss this type of a Shaila, the following. Holoiva pays the Malva Ribis, but he had not yet paid back the principal, and the Malva dies. And now comes the Yerish and wants to collect the principal. So the Leiva tells the Yerish, yeah, but I overpaid, I paid ribbits, it's ribbits ksutz, it's ribbits ksutz, it's yetz b'dayanim. So let's use that amount to discount the amount that I owe you for the principal. We'll deduct from the principal the amount that I already paid your father for ribbits. So the kid says, very nice, you paid my father ribbits, I'm sorry, but lebrei la'azer rachmana, I don't have to give back the ribbits. Take it up with my father. When you go to the next Velt, we'll worry about it. But right here, I don't have to pay you back the ribbis. I want my Karen that I was Yerish. I was Yerish Karen. I want that Karen to collect from you that Karen, that principal amount. And the ribbis amount, tough. You're going to have to get it from my father, and it's too late. You can't get it back. Or do we say, no, that to the extent that Kozman the father was alive, I paid ribbis. And he wasn't entitled to the ribbis, and he's mechuyev to give back that ribbis. Maybe it's automatically applied to the principal. Maybe Avadai paid ribbis, and he collected ribbis. But now that he has to give it back to me, because ribbis kitzi yetz b'dayanim, it's automatically to watch. It's automatically applied to deduct the amount of principal that I owe him. If I, for example, took a chayv, this case, of $550,000 and already paid $150,000, so automatically I only owe him $400,000. So when the kid came in, when the father died, the kid only yashin the chayv of $400,000 because the other $150,000 was already applied to pay down the principal. That's the shayla. The Achrenim say it in numerous variations of the shayla, and we can't go through it, all the intricacies and the lumdus of it, but just to develop it just a little bit, and that is that really in Chazal there's a concept of zegoiva, zegoiva. And that is, I could owe you money simultaneously that you owe me money. If I lend you $100 and you lend me $100, we don't say it's a wash, okay, we call it all even. No. You owe me $100 and I owe you $100. And there are many nafkaminis in halacha. It's not an automatic wash, there are two simultaneous chayvis going on. By gzeila, it's not like that. By gzeila, the Gemara says, by nizikin, gzeila, the Gemara says that it's automatically that one washes out the other. One cancels out the other, and we're left with no chayv at all. So if I'm mazik you $100, and you're mazik me $100, it's not that you owe me the $100, and I owe you $100. No, now it's even, no one owes anyone money. So the shaila is this ribbis. If this ribbis is like a form of gzeila, do we say the same thing? That it's not zegoiva zegoiva. It's not pshat that I owe the father $550,000 and he owes me back $150 in ribbis, which is yetz b'dayanim. No, if it's a gzeila dikadin, then we'll say that it's an automatic wash and I only owe him $400,000. Or do we say, no, ribbis is different. We don't say that. And ribbis are like all other chayvis and there are two chayvis simultaneously. I owe him $550 and he owes me $150. But the $550 is still remaining. It's a full $550 that I owe him. Just on a different cheshbon, he owes me $150. Sorry? Good child. I hear. Very good Aaron. I didn't think of it. Very good Aaron. Maybe that's how the Echranim say it. Machafraim says it like that. I would have to think about it. Very good Shiloh. So that's the Shiloh of the Echranim. The Tiferes Tzvi that the Piskei Tshuva brings down, he names them for Apashas, he brings Rayas. This is a classic Shiloh in Ribbis. When a Malva collects Ribbis, was he Zeichin the money or not? Is it Gzela? He was not really Zeichin the money. Or he was really Zeichin the money, just it's a Gzela Zekos, he has to give it back. Like the Gainim for sure, we said before, it's just a Gzela Zekos, because he Mechila can't even work. But even Lididan, that we pass on Mechila does work, is it a regular Gzela Dikadin that he was not yet Zeichin the money? Or no, he was Zeichin the money, just he has a Chiv to give it back, and the Torah was Mechayiv him like Gzela. But Betzim, he was Zeichin in the Ribbis, and he just owes me money back. So the Tiferet Tzvi names on like that side, that Avadi, he was zeich in the money. He owns the money already. And now he just has a chiv to give me back. It's like a choiv he has to give me back. And that, by a choiv, for sure we say Ratzei Agav, Ratzei Agav, is two separate cheshbonos. I owe him the 550, and he owes me the 150. And Memela, once the father dies, when it comes to the kids are right. They could collect the full 550, because I can't deduct 150 for Ribbis. It's too late. That I only can collect from the father. The father's not here. I can't collect that from the Yerush, and the Yerush would be able to collect from me the full 550. There's a Zaitik Cheshbin, what the Tiferes Tzvi says, that over here it's not that way, because there's another halacha that you can't be merged to your kids. You can't bequeath something to your children if you yourself cannot collect it. So since the father technically wasn't able to collect the money, because had he tried to collect the money, then they would have canceled each other out. So then that type of moment is he can't be merged to his son. That's why the sons can't be merged. They can't collect the full amount. But be aside, in Lamdis, yes, there are two separate cheshbonos. There's a 550 and there's a 150, and Mamela, I owe the full 550. It's Negel Didan. Let's go back to our Shiloh. And our Shiloh, where they already paid the 150, it should come out that there's two separate cheshbonos. There's a 550 and the 150. On the 150, I already paid you as Ribbis. Shimon would be able to be Meichel, the Reuven. I'm Meichel there, because Ribbis, once it was already paid, they have a right to be Meichel. And now he'll end up owing him the full amount of the 550 of principal, and you have a right to pay him the full 550. The Ribbis. And Michael, the Ribbis I already paid.
Is Michael the Zechea Achid Ilah, which creates an obligation to give the money back? Or if undoes the Mafreya, they
just... No, Khalil, you can never do it undo the Mafreya. We're going to see later on the Chaps and the Chren, how you could, but we'll see. Deval, no. You owe me money, and I'm Michael.
Deval that is looking to come up with a way to satisfy the original expectations of the so-called investment, wants to come on something with Michael, who's the 150, and that way it's something like the 550.
He was right. He was anyway over this Araiza. That's not. He's never going to be able to undo that Daval. Even if you give a Hashava back, even if you give the Ribbis back, it doesn't make the Issa undone Lamafreya. Just you're over in Issa, and now you're menatik it. Maybe there's an Asay, it's not a full Asay, but may you menatik it with whatever the Torah formula was, what to do in such a situation. We're gonna get to it. That's lechayra, not true, right? Because I already paid the Ribbis. The Ribbis payment was paid. The fact that I'll pay you later on, for example, only 400,000 in principle, that doesn't undo the Ribbis payment. I paid you the Ribbis. Why not? I'm gonna get to it. Very good. Okay, very good. That's Ramosha. But hold off.
Am I better off? Is there a reason why, since Isser Doraisa, the person in charge of this, remains on him anyway? What's the benefit of this?
It doesn't make a difference. Either he pays me, gives me back the Ribbis, or Amoichim, which might be like he's giving me back the Ribbis. It won't affect, I don't think there's any mile either way. It's the same thing. He was over the Issa, and now he did a ticket, what the Torah wanted, called Yetzer B'Dayan and giving it back. And I was Michael, it's like he gave it back to me. But it doesn't make Amish undo the Issa and Mafreya. All right, so now. So according to this Tiferes Tzvi, it's two separate cheshbonos, and Memela, yes, I would be able to be Michael. However, correctly pointed out, is that Rav Moshe comes with a blitz chiddush. Rav Moshe says there's no such thing as paying Ribbis before principal. You said you were paying Ribbis, the guy accepted it as Ribbis, but tough. Ribbis means Nisrabe Etzla, he had to gain from it, he had to get more than he lent out. to the extent you did not overpay, you didn't give him back more money than principal, then the ribis is automatically applied to principal. Not only is it, you never even over any issa yet, because when you paid that ribis, unbeknownst to the two of you, you were really paying Karen. And therefore, in this case, when he paid the 150, he was really paying Karen, not ribis. Memela, there's only a chayv outstanding of 400,000, and Memela, there's nothing to be Michael. Could I be Michael? You can't be Michael. There's nothing to be Michael. You never paid ribis yet. There's nothing coming back to you. There's nothing for you to be Michael. You owe 400,000, and if you give him a penny more, then is when you're going to be over an issa deraisa of ribis. Memela, you would not be able to have this quick fix of mechila. It doesn't even pass. There's nothing to be Michael. You gave it as Karen. And in the case of the Yoshim as well, where Moshe argues, takes issue with the Tveres Tzvi, is that when the father died, he only was married to his son's $400,000 chayv, because the 150 was already a payment to principal. It was paid up. It's a whole new tzad. It wasn't either tzad, either the tzadim of the Achronim. The Achronim was mesopik. We know that you paid ribis. The question is, can we automatically say that since ribis tutsi yetz b'dyana, we'll apply it to principal? Ramesha holds a blitz. You never paid ribis. You never owe anything. Right now, you're going to be paying ribis when you overpay the principal amount. But cause man that you didn't overpay the principal amount, you were paying principal. Even though you said ribis, tough. You were paying principal. A chiddush of Ramesha. So according to Rav Moshe, he's definitely a shittas yochid b'davar, so to speak. I mean, no one else says it. But according to Rav Moshe, no, you would not be able to be Michael. There's nothing even to be Michael. And if you try, that's when you're going to be even issa deraisa. That's a different issa. Leisa simin alav neshek and a kanami. It's a different problem. But now, the actual payment of ribis, you're not going to be over until later on when you overpay the principal amount. There's another cheshbon, a gorgeous cheshbon. You want to know how you could be oiken issa ribis l'mafreya? Well, here comes an Avnei-Neza. Avnei-Neza has, from a whole different angle, similar to Rav Moshe, but in a way totally different. Avnei-Neza also says that how is it possible to be paying ribis before you pay back Karen? Ribis again has to be nisrabet, so you got more than what you lent. So Avnei-Neza says, Avada, what you paid is taka ribis. That we know you paid is ribis. But he says like this. He says, it's the issa of payment of ribis is mitla toli v'koi, until you pay the principal. If you never pay the principal, something what you wanted to say, but if you never pay the principal, you will never over this ribis. All you do is pay ribis without the principal. That the Torah denasa. You're allowed to pay principal without ribis, and you're allowed to pay ribis without principal, so you don't go over the principal amount. But you, in order to be over nisra ribis, you have to have a nisra be'etzlei. Later on, tomorrow, when you pay the principal, then it comes out l'mafreya, you were over ribis. Right? Moshe, you're only over ribis then, because that's when you're really paying the ribis. Like Avdei Neza, no. Avad, you paid the ribis from day one. But you can never be over the issa ribis on day one until day two you pay the principal. So then we now know that the ribis you paid on day one was extra. Was Nisra Betzlai.
Even if the cumulative number of dollars you paid in ribis exceeds the principal.
No. No, until the mere principal amount. Once it exceeds, that's on that extra amount, that excess, you'll be going to be over this ribis. Because that's Nisra Be'etzlai, that's ribis. But till that point, you're fine. It means he could have paid technically $550,000 worth of ribis and still been fine. The next dollar is when that tips the pot, and now we know that, my friend, you owe the ribis all along. So according to Avnei-Neza, in theory, yes, you paid ribis, and in theory, yes, you could be Michael, not like Rav Moshe. However, if you do that, you can be even Nisra Deraisa. Because right now, if you only pay $400,000, so it was never Nisra Be'etzloi more than 550, you weren't even Issa. But if you're going to exercise a Mechila, which will work, then you're going to be even Issa Ribis, because then you're going to have to pay the full principal back, and it's going to come out L'mefreya that the Ribis that you paid was Nisra Be'etzloi, and now you're even Issa Ribis. So according to Avnei-Neza, it's not a good idea to do this to be Michael, because basically that's when you're going to now be even Issa Deraisa. So to stop that, to prevent that, you should not be Michael, apply it to the Karen, and like this, it comes out L'mefreya, you'll never even Issa Ribis. You could be Michael, I think, because it's still a ribis payment. No, there is a chiv, I'll tell you why. Because l'mafreya, once you pay the principal amount, l'mafreya, your payment was ribis. So it comes out l'mafreya, he had to give me back the ribis. So l'mafreya, when I was Michael the ribis that he already owed me. Okay.
$550,000 worth of ribis or $1 worth of ribis?
I don't know. a good challenge. I don't know. I don't know.
The whole presumption is that it's far better to have more respect and treat your brother. You give him an investment, you don't give him a loan. You don't want to lend money. We live in an environment where if someone makes a loan, I make these payments to you, I get told out to your taxes. It's less expensive for me to make interest payments than to make.
That might have been one of the chabonim. It sounds like he had a different judgment than that, but that might have been one. You might be better off, but the Torah is still asking it. No, let me back up a second. The Chofetz Chaim drives its message home, and we see this keseda that you're coming from a perspective, do I do it as an investment, do it as interest? So then it might be better off for tax purposes than do it as interest. But what does the Torah really want? The Torah really wants you... So you'd be better off had you taken the loan free, right? Right? That's what the Torah wants. When the Torah asks the drivers, the Torah doesn't want, okay, so do a hetiska or do an investment. The Torah wants to give a free loan.
And there's no distinction between a loan to a wealthy businessman who's doing this to start this great business, make even more money, versus a loan to a poor person who actually needs the money to live.
Correct.
Free loan should be extended to the multimillionaire as well.
Correct. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim says that is the reason why you see many of these investments sour. And they don't do well, the Chofetz Chaim says it, because since the Torah said, even when you do a hetiska, the Torah said that you're supposed to give free loans, that was really the intent of the Torah. And therefore, if somebody makes nice structures to get out of it, so even though he didn't violate any issa, but he missed the boat, and then Mela, like other areas of ribis, nechas of yared l'timoyin, the investment will not be successful, so too, if a person structures it, he does hetiskas, when he had the ability to make the loan free, he will lose the money. That's what Chofetz Chaim says.
In a world of limited resources, then what right does the wealthy man have to go ask for free loan? If he only goes to him, the other one will go to somebody's
house. So in a kanami, if you have two in front of you, there's another halakha that you're supposed to give to the ani before the usher. In a kanami. All right, fine. I want to cut around. I know we're running late. There's one another angle that will open up your mind to the whole Ezel Neshech, Bechlal, or Beprat, to this story. Does the halacha aver ribis is eino yaitze b'dayonim? A ribis the rabbanon? No, ribis the rabbanon. Chazal, what mechayiv you to give back? Comes along the achrayim, Pnei Yeshua and Samach Zayin, Mach Ephraim. There's many achrayim have the shayla, and that is when I paid back, and this is usually the case. I paid the aver ribis. I didn't know I was even nisa the rabbanon. Chulila, I would have never done it. I didn't learn the segia. Aver ribis is very intricate. There are a lot of details. I didn't know. And now I just found out from my chavrusa that I just botched and I was even as ribbis. Why can't I tie in a mekachtoyis? I died to doche, I would have never given that ribbis. You think I want to be even as a? Rather not. No shame to tell you mitzvah wants to be even as a. So every avrak ribbis, which is enu yetzu b'dayonim, let the loiva always say that I never had intended to give you that ribbis if had I known it would have been an issa. It was a nesina b'toyis. And Mamela, you don't deserve that money. It was a toyis, you don't deserve that money. You got to give me that money back as if I never gave you the ribbis in the first place. And the Makar Fahim Taka says yes. And many Akronim say yes, it's true. The loiva has a right to say that. It means when a person is oiva avek ribbis, afterwards he can now fix the problem. If he didn't know B'shas Ma'isa, and now he found out, Adaita Dohochi Anan Sadi, I would never wanted to be oiva this Issa. You think I want to be oiva Issa? Chulila, and Mamela. And Memela, excellent, Memela, it should come out that Ribis Ktsutza, Yaitz B'dayonim, would be Yaitz B'dayonim even without Exeris HaKatz of Chechi Chimach, and the Yorshim would be Mechuyv to give back the money, Me'ikar Adin, without any Pasuk, because the whole thing was a Toyis. You think I want to be Oyvan Issa Deraisa? No one wants to be Oyvan Issa Deraisa. So if that's the case, then you would have to give it back to me because it was a Nesina B'Toyis, and the Yorshim would have to give it back to me because it was B'Toyis. Correct. And the whole halakh of Avek Ribis, Einu Yaitzeh B'dayonim, some would like to suggest, is when the person knew B'shas Ma'isa, and he was like, anyway, he's an Avarian, whatever it was, he succumbed to his taiva, temptation, whatever. But B'ikka Adin, if he didn't know, later on at Katayna, it's a Toys. Now the Machar Ephraim touches that up. He says, no, it's not an across-the-board Anan Sadi. He says, Ventzuch, depends what the story was. There's different forms of avek ribbis. One form of avek ribbis is simple. I borrowed money, and sometime during the loan, I decided to give what you say a matana. I'm giving matana to the lender because I'm a nice guy. I'm giving a matana to the lender, right? Yeah, good. Right, so I have this matana I gave to the lender. That's avek ribbis. It was done during the thing. Now, I could have been just as well off had I not given him that matana. So then I could certainly say, I would never wanted to give this had I known it was an issa. But what happens if there's a case of mechira that I structure a deal that either you pay me 100 today or if you pay me tomorrow, it's 110. Right? These type of structures, multi-tiered structured deals. So that's ribbis. You're paying me more for a later payment, that's considered ribbis. Now there, Zakta Machar Ephraim, you don't have the non-Sahadi, because yes, you would not have wanted to be a Nisid Rabbanan. But had you told me you're not going to pay me the 110 tomorrow, I wouldn't have done the deal with you. This is the structure. You're the 100 now, you can't come up with the money tough. I'm not going to sell it to you and then wait for payment the 100 for tomorrow. So if you don't come up with the 110, you're not getting the deal. So there the Makam Rahim says, you can't say there's a non-Sahadi, you never would have wanted to do it. It's not such a non-Sahadi. Maybe he, because he very much needed the deal or wanted the deal, he would succumb to his temptation and be over in Issa Rabbanan. So Mezak Makrai Ephraim, the Venzak, what type of avek ribbis it is? Some, yes, you could say there's a non-Sahadi, but on others, you cannot. However, it's Mashma and the Machna Ephraim, because he had this first Sahad, by ribbis de Eiraiso, even though there you are gaining, I wouldn't have gotten the halva if I wouldn't have obligated myself to pay the ribbis, but since it's Mocham, it's a ribbis de Eiraiso, an Issa de Eiraiso, no, you would never have wanted to be even Issa de Eiraiso, no matter what you're gaining from the deal. Chulil of Achas, Anan Sa'adi, Ben Toya, Shem Yatoya Mitzvah, would never want to be over the Issa. My Melo comes out like the Machna Ephraim. It would come out that by ribbis ksuta, it's yoytze b'dayanim even without exeris akaz. And it would be yoytze from the yoshim even without exeris akaz. Because the whole thing was a toys. The Levi could always say it was a toys. So in our case, the guy didn't know. No one knew that there was some mess up with one of the managers of both somewhere in the two firms. So then there's an answer, Hadi. No one would have wanted to be an Ivan Issa Daraisa. Mamela kum toys, that the ribbis I paid you was a toys. You got to give it back to me. It's not a ribbis payment. It's tamatois. And you got to give it back to me. Now it doesn't pass to be moicho, really, because I never gave you ribbis yet. If I gave you ribbis, I could be moicho the ribbis. I didn't give it to you. I gave you something else. I gave you a tois. Now that money comes back to me. Now I can't be moicho it. Now, not only that, there are achreinim, the Tveris Lamosha, and as Imre Yeshua and Ramei Arik brought down in the Truvis Marsham Chelik Beiskov Memei, there are Achrayim who learn that they take it further than Makrayim, that all ribbis to Rabbanan, all Avak ribbis, even if you're gaining from it, still, you could still say there's an answer you never would want to be over this. So take it to the next step. I'm just helping out this tzad. I'm going to give you a different shlav and why it's very, very strong, is that even if you tell me the loiva might not have the Anan Sahadi because maybe he's gaining from it, but the Maal who's muksik in the money, and the question is whether he could return the money or should return the money, he certainly should be nemin mitzaratzme to say, I never intended to take ribbis, and the whole Kabbalah was a Kabbalah betois. Bishlam of the Leiva, we could argue, no, maybe it's not Anan Sahadi to be mitzi mammon from the Maalva, but the Maalva himself certainly should be able to say it was a tois, adai tadok, I never intended to take ribbis, and Mamele, it's a Kabbalah betois. The whole thing is one big tois, I never took ribbis, take back your tithes payment, and the mela, there's nothing to be moichum. Take it even to the next step, is that there are many achreinim, the Imre Bina, and there's a Sheris Yosef, who, if the whole thing evolved, machmas a tithes b'mitzias, then it could be kula yalma avad, it was a tithes, it's a non-sadi, and I'll explain. Bishloima, look, what we see is, I see a ribbis payment. Everything was, everyone knew, there was a 550 going one way, and then the 550 plus 150 going the other way. It was pretty obvious it was a ribbis payment. To say Anan Sa'adi, that no, I didn't know the halacha, it's a bit difficult. To say that a yid doesn't know halacha, doesn't know ribbis, that's a bit challenging. But let's say they assumed that it was done the proper way. They assumed that there was a heter iska in place. And now they discover there wasn't. So the whole ribbis evolved through a tois. That's much easier to say, avada, there's a non-sahadi, that they never had meant to do ribbis. Bishloima, look, if they paid, gave ribbis, it's in your face. You see they're paying ribbis. To say that you didn't know, no, that's difficult. But I didn't know I was paying ribbis. I didn't see a ribbis payment. I thought I was doing it through a het to iska. And now I discovered it was an ernst to ribbis payment. I certainly never would have wanted to give it. I would never wanted to be makabel it. And the mail of the whole thing is a toys. Kum toys, when it is a toys, now you're now allowed to be meichel. Because if you're going to go ahead now and try to be Michael, now you're going to be paying ribbis. The 150 you paid, you thought was ribbis, but now you know it was a tais, it was never a ribbis payment. So you gave 150 stama tais. Somehow there was a check went out, your machine sent out a check, but tais. It was nothing, it wasn't a ribbis payment. And now you want to say, okay, use that and apply that, while Michael, you could keep it, so the allowing him to keep it, that goofer will be ribbis. Now you're going to be even, it's a derisa of ribbis. How you allow him to keep money? Money that he till now didn't have, he didn't deserve, it was toys, and now you're giving money, that is ribbis. So Memela Light is another cheshbin, chutz from Ramosha, and chutz from Avnei Nezer. There's a whole other cheshbin. We're talking about Bnei Torah, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, who would never want to have been over ribbis, then there's Anan Tzad, they never gave it as ribbis, and to be Michael now, to do anything to allow him to keep it, now they would be over Nisa Deraisa. But Memela Ravada now, they cannot be Michael. Just to feroz, this is a gavaldik eitz. You want to know how you could be oiken isa ribbis of mafreya? This is the eitzah. If you taka didn't know you were doing ribbis, say mitzad aloyva, certainly mitzad the malvo, and now you discovered it. Now you could say, I died to the och, I never intended to give ribbis, I never intended to take ribbis. Come to my freya, there was never a ribbis payment, it was betoyis, and I was never over the isa ribbis, and now you got to give it back because you're giving back like every other toys, even without exerus at the cost of yetzibudyanam. Even avek ribbis, you'll have to give it back. There's a gavaldika eitzah, because unfortunately, maitzim choyoyim, we have it that we fall into ribbis situations. Unknowingly, once we find out, this is the eitzah to say, I died to Achai, I didn't want it, and with this, you'll be Eichel the Ribbis, my Freya. Kol Tov.